An Appeal to the Youth by Ellen G. White. Chapter 1. Volney, Iowa, December 24, 1857. My dear children, here we are 12 miles from Waukon. We have had a tedious time in getting thus far. Yesterday our horses for miles had to plow through snow very deep, but on we came, feeling confident that our mission was of God. Last Monday we could get no food that was fit to eat, and therefore rode in the coldest weather I ever saw, from morning until night, with nothing to eat but one apple. Oh, how thankful I shall be to see home, sweet home, again, and my three dear boys, Henry, Edson, and Willie. Children, strive to do right, and love the Lord for His merciful kindness to you all. Obey those who have the care of you as you would your parents. Be kind to each other and yield to each other's wishes. Don't become unsteady. Read the precious Word of God. You should be thankful for your comfortable home. We often suffer with cold on account of unfinished and open houses. Last night we slept in a chamber where there was an opening through the top for the stovepipe. If it had stormed, it would have come direct in our faces. Pray for us. Unless the Lord opens the way for us to return, we may be blocked in with snow and have to remain all winter. I hope, dear Henry, that you are a good boy and are happy in doing right. Continue to strive to be faithful in all things. We received your letter and were much pleased to hear from you. We think you have made improvements in setting type. Be faithful, children, in all things. The Lord will soon come and take the good and holy to Himself. We want you to live among the pure and holy angels in heaven, and wear a crown of gold, and eat of the tree of life. Trust in the Lord at all times. Listen to the voice of conscience. Love God, and you will have His approving smile. What a thought, to have the great God, the Maker of the heavens and the earth, to smile upon and love you. Dear children, seek for this, pray for it, live for it. Your affectionate mother.